Dead in Hip Hop, D365. You know what it is? It's your boy Fever 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Ends. And today, we are doing Lil Tyler, My Vision. The regular, not the sped up, not the slowed down, not the extra joints. And you know how we start, man. We start with the ratings. Ken, the features, he only had a couple on here. He had Baby Tron, Anti the Menace. I take that back. He had more than just a couple. But he had Anti the Menace, Baby Tron, Lo Shimmy, Trapland Pat, and SCY Jim. And I'm trying to let this go. And Wiz Havin. And No Cap.
No Cap, I feel, is cool. I've seen the name, been on features. Mm-hmm. I think I might like Baby Tron. I really got to listen to some Baby Tron. But get these niggas up out of here, bro. Nah, I can't do it, man. F. I can't even do it, bro.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Ken. F. The production.
Man, I re-listened to this trying to... I'll say a D.
Out of anything on this project that I enjoyed the most was the production, so I'm giving the production a C.
Yeah, I feel that.
What about the rapping singing on here?
F.
I'm right there with you, Ken. It's an F. What about overall?
Overall, just nah.
N/A. You can't even rate it. I feel you. I'm giving it an F. And here's the thing, Ken. You know, there have been a couple of projects that we have reviewed during this run of D365 where it makes a nigga feel old. This shit made me feel old. But here's the thing, though, Ken. I said before we press play and we hit record, you wanted to know what the youngins was listening to.
I did.
And this is what the youngins is listening to.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
He's from Tallahassee, Florida. He's from Florida. I don't get it, bro.
And here's the thing, Kat. Like, you know, when Kodak came out, I understood it. I'm from Florida. I got with it. I'm like, okay, you know, everything is not for me. He's serving a slightly younger demographic, but I get it. I don't get this. Like, I don't understand. Like I said, the production was the thing that I enjoyed the most out of here. It's like, you know, what'd he say? He said, I got on Can't Move Wrong with Trapland Pat. He's like, you know, I got your bitch biting on me like mosquito. Like, really? Like, that's where we at with the punchlines?
Yeah, I mean, people, and apparently they tend to like them. But it is interesting, though. Like, could Lil Tyler be a baby of Kodak Black?
100.
You know? 100.
Because I do hear Kodak in him. Even though, you know, Lil Tyler is from Tallahassee and Miami is completely different. Like, that's just a whole different culture. But I do hear a little bit of Kodak in him. I think what it is, Ken, and part of the reason why I feel old and disconnected to this and why I do feel slightly connected to Kodak is that Kodak talks about street shit. You know what I'm saying? And even though, you know, I always say that I'm like Kendrick in a sense that I wasn't in the street moving product, but I grew up around it, in it, that I know it. So I can identify with it, even though it wasn't me that was moving the weight. You know what I'm saying? With some of these youngins, it's like, nigga, like, we live in an era, like, you're not, that's not what you're rapping about. You're not rapping about the streets. You're rapping about hood shit, but you're not rapping about the streets. So there's a disconnect. And then stylistically, it's just like, what is going on?
Yes, it's a conversation for another video, but it's definitely concerning. I got to be the old man because I look at NBA YoungBoy. Mm-hmm. When he came out, and I was like, okay, maybe that's just a one-time thing. But then you get this guy, and he's a teenager. So, you know, I'm damn near 50. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm not going to be anywhere near close to understanding anything. Unfortunately, my teenage son doesn't listen to hip-hop like that. Mm-hmm. His best friend listens to white folks music, quote unquote, mm-hmm. a lot of rock and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't listen to this shit. Mm-hmm. The only person I can call is probably my nephew, who's 18, who's about to graduate high school. Maybe he can explain it. These guys are around the same age. So he appeals to them because he's a representation of what they are. In school, you know, as a teenager, and what they see,
you know what, where the disconnect happens for me, Ken, is that, you know, even though, you know, I'm 40, you almost 50. Even when we were growing up, the artists that we liked, and that the older people was like, "What the hell is this rap thing?" You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The majority of the rappers, you can rap with them. Mm-hmm. There was a cadence, there was a flow, there was somewhat of structure. And I feel like a lot of these youngins, they just lack the structure. And that can be applied to a lot of different things. We're just talking about the music. But it's like, I don't know how you can listen to this, remember it, and then say it in the same way as Lil Tyler.
Oh, you best believe they can. You with me, bro. your brain moves a little slower now, or it's just you didn't grow up listening to this sort of stuff on the internet, on YouTube. You know, their version of hip hop is completely different, and I think it's something we definitely need to hit up Ashton, maybe trying to find a younger buck and get him in here, and we need to talk about this. But I think that is it, and it's just like, what's appealing outside of you're the same age as I am, and I can relate to that. So, you know, we've been saying for a couple of years, everything is about a vibe now.
Yeah.
You know, so as long as the vibe is good, these guys, man, they probably be doing somewhere else, maybe playing a game, maybe sitting around the house. They don't need to hear it or listen attentively to what Lil Tyler is saying. As long as the music is vibe enough and they can sit around and just hang out and chill out and do whatever they need to do, that's good enough for them. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a teenager anymore. You know, and haven't been for a long time. But all I know is this shit is awful. And I don't know if anybody can convince me it is good or there are aspects of it that are good and explain to me why, outside of it's just the vibe, it is just sound or feel good. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
And I'm no old man right now.
And Ken, I have stepped into that box with you. I feel old. Like, I can't be driving my car with the windows down listening to this.
Mm-mm.
I cannot do that.
And I listened to two or three times. I was like, I got to understand. And there are other people on there that are rapping, too. That's the other thing. That like, Babytron, Trap, Land, whoever.
Ken, there were two songs that I was like, even though I don't like this project, if these were the two that came on, if somebody tried to sell me on Lil Tyler with these two songs, I would have taken the bait. Fat Racks Part 2 with Babytron and Backflipping.
Yeah.
Backflipping, I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. I can mess with this one.
Yeah.
The rest of this shit, nah, can't do it.
Yeah, and how is this sustainable? Because if you're a teenager now, you obviously going to grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You really trying to do this at 20-something? Or are you just going to get in and get out? And if you are, then you're influencing. Oh, my God. Yeah, we need to end this because I'm starting.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a headache thinking of what could happen.
This is a dead of hip-hop conversation. But this is not that platform. So we will not go that deep. But, you know, shit. are me and Ken off our rocker? Are we, you know, I know we the old niggas in the room, but are we off the rocker? If we are, let us know. Let us know. Because I don't feel that we are. But tomorrow's another day. And unfortunately, we have another review tomorrow. But we out. Peace.
Peace.